Thank you for tuning into this episode of Dante's Inferno. I appreciate you sharing your time and energy with me. I do not take it for granted. I love you. Namaste. You're going to get a ton of value from this episode. At least I hope you do. That's the intent. So enjoy.
Доброе утро. That means good morning in Russian. At least if I pronounced it correctly, that's what it means. If I didn't pronounce it correctly, then it probably meant something else. In this live stream right here, we're going to talk about bringing dark and dirty secrets in your past up and into the light. When I woke up this morning, super groggily, I snapped open, and I couldn't breathe, and I was like, what the fuck? So I got up, went to the bathroom, I started coughing up. What's up, Dijon? Hope I'm saying that correctly. Ryan, what's going on? David, my man, what's popping? I started coughing up all this phlegm and like little specks of blood, nothing serious. And fucking dark shit. It's just gross. And this, what I think, my theory is that I recently quit smoking. So I think my body's clearing all this disgusting shit out of my body. So I did a round of applause for myself. I went like that in the mirror. I'm like, good job, body. Fantastic. Keep up the good work. Let's keep clearing more of that stuff up. And it also made me think about as I was brushing my teeth. Okay, I want to live stream every single day. I want to get this content out. I want to get better at public speaking. What could I talk about with these amazing people that I'm friends with on Facebook? And the thing that, the light bulb that went off, bing, was, what's up, Nalina? Thank you for watching this live stream. Thank you. Welcome. Welcome to the group. Welcome her, everybody. Welcome, Melina. Thank you, Melina. The thing that I thought would be valuable to you guys is in our work, Energy Awareness Training, energyawarenesstraining.com, a lot of the stuff we're dealing with, we're trying to get not just men, but humans in general, comfortable with the idea of sharing their deepest, darkest secrets. Because the truth is, we all have deep, dark secrets. We all have shit. We all have the stuff we're ashamed of, we feel guilty about, we wish we wouldn't have done, we all have them. We've all been traumatized. It just comes with being a human being. You sign up to be a human being. Okay, two things. Number one, I'm going to fucking die, eventually, within 100-ish year span. Number two, I'm going to have a bunch of fucking trauma. Because when we're kids, we have to develop intelligence to navigate throughout the world. Back in the caveman days, you were just a caveman or cavewoman. And we're just like, rah, rah, rah. You fucking hit stuff with a club if you wanted to eat it. Or you hit it on the club if you wanted to do some other stuff with it. Point being, in today's society, we have an ego. We have a mind that lets us do awesome shit, like send spaceships to Mars. Thank you, Elon. You're saving the human race. Fix, climate stuff. Netflix. Cool stuff, So that allows us to do cool shit like that. So it's a good thing. But in order to get context, in order to start learning as a human, we have to go try stuff. And we're very sensitive. We're like a sponge. We're soaking everything in. And our brains, your unique brain, right? I'm a big believer that everyone has a big gift to share with the world. It might be knitting, it might be fucking, energy awareness training, it might be skateboarding, whatever. But you, yes, you watching this live stream right now, you have a gift to share with the world. Could be eyebrows. I don't know. I'd have to talk to you. I don't know. Point being, you have a gift to share with the world. So your unique mind, your unique brain is figuring out and taking everything in at a young age. It's like, all right, what the fuck is this? You're just experiencing it for the first time. You're like, I don't know what any of this shit is. It's crazy. It's a mad world out here. And you're taking it all in. And some of that taking it in, because you're so vulnerable, because you're so open, you're absorbing everything. Thank you for coming on, Cody. I appreciate you, man. Hope you're having an excellent, excellent, fine Tuesday morning. Because you're taking all this in, you're open and vulnerable. You're also open and vulnerable, not just to the good stuff, but to the bad stuff. Like, someone yelling at you. And because you're in a certain state that day as a kid, you're like, and now you feel like you can't be loud anymore. And you carry that with you throughout your entire adult life. It's kind of silly. It really is kind of silly. But it's okay. Because, just like the wheel was invented and fucking sliced bread was invented, energy awareness training has been invented, and now we're going to slowly start getting humans to let go of their trauma and start being awesome. So that's why I'm here, that's why Glenn's here, and that's why you're watching. Or you think I'm crazy, I don't know. A little bit of both, probably, maybe, JK. So, you accumulate this trauma as you grow up. You accumulate all these horrible things that have happened. And, you know, and it might not be horrible to another person, but it's real to us, right? There's that quote I love, which is, everyone's fighting a great battle no one knows nothing about. You being yelled at by your dad could have been the most traumatic thing of your life. Me being bullied and having a guy say, I'm gonna kick your fucking ass while his girlfriend laughed at me, could have been the you know, most traumatizing thing that happened to me. Could be raped, could be drug abuse, could be, you know, whole host of things. But point being, we accumulate this, and it gets stuck in what we call our energetic bodies. So we have a physical body, and we have an energetic body. You could call it a soul, you could call it a spirit, whatever terminology you'd like to. I'm not attacking beliefs in this live stream. I'm just trying to make a point here, so try to bear with me. I know I'm going to lose some people with that. Well, I believe in God, and there's no such thing as energetic. Blah, blah, blah. Let's just calm down. Just try to bear with me. You know, a lot of the books that I read, they're crazy. But they have little gold nuggets in the books, and I try to take the gold nuggets out and ignore the rest of the crazy shit that doesn't resonate, right? Bruce Lee had a thing. Take what is useful, fuck the rest, basically. I'm paraphrasing. But in this live stream, take what resonates, fuck the rest. That way you can hold on to your beliefs, you don't feel like I'm attacking you, and we could both win and move forward. What's up, Juliana, Jacqueline? God, these glasses make it so hard to fucking see, but I look just 2% cooler, so. Take the lesser of two evils. Okay, so we accumulate this traumatic shit in our body. But we're not taught how to clear this stuff up. We're not taught how to let it go. So it just stays trapped there. You know, that breakup. Or what your fucking dad yelled at you about 14 years ago. Or like another one for me, right? My dad wanted to teach me how to play basketball. And one day, we went to the school park on like a Saturday or Sunday. And I was feeling really sick. And I was like, dreading walking up. I was walking up with him. We're walking up to the basketball court. And I'm like, I fucking can't do this. I can't do 2 hours of practice. Basketball's cool, but like, this is ridiculous. I'm sick. I just want to go limp. Dad, no, I can't, Dad. I really can't right now. Like, I can't today. And then he looked at me and he was like super disappointed. And I felt that. And I was just like, ugh. And that was responsible for me having to like please my dad and be agreeable and do a whole bunch of like stupid counterproductive shit to my goals and my dreams. And it held me back in a lot of ways. It limited me in a lot of ways. So that's one thing. And it took a while for me to release that. So we're not taught how to release it. So it stays trapped there. And it gives us feelings of anxiety, feelings of stress. And it builds, right? It's slow. It's like slow layer after layer of anxiety, frustration, shame, guilt, fear, depression. It just keeps stacking. And the more it stacks, and we accumulate this on a daily basis as well because we live in a stressful world. You know, if you have a problem with your partner, have a work problem, relationship problem, friend problem, whatever. It's all attributing what we call low vibrational energy. You're getting little doses of this. If I say, right, if you're walking down the street and someone comes up to you and they stop you and they're like, hey, and you're like, and then they go, fuck you. And you're just like, ah, you get that emotional, like, kind of like you just got burned a little bit. You're like, ah, that was nice. Ow, you're so mean. Ow. Right? That gets trapped in what we call our energetic body, our spiritual body. So if we don't release that, it turns into low vibrational energy and it sticks in there and it causes anxiety and stress, et cetera, like I just fucking told you. So if we don't clear that out over time, it'll get worse and worse and worse. And we'll do things like self-medicate the pain, right? So to try to connect to a higher level of energy like gratitude or just feeling fun, feeling loose, letting go of ego, letting go of everything and just being in our body, being in the moment, baby. We might have to drink alcohol to get to that place. We might have to smoke cigarettes to get that dirty rush, dirty high, so we can go socialize with people and talk to people. Hey, what's going on, man? I love that too. But eventually, inevitably, and some people go to crack, cocaine, heroin, you know, I'm not addressing those right now, but they are in the group of self-medication or, you know, Oxycontin. And then when the high dies down, you go back to your baseline. You go back to your life. And if you haven't cleared out that pain, that trauma, that poison, you know, emotional poison, you feel like crap again, and you are now addicted to that external substance to give you that high, to give you that boost of energy. That's all it is. You drink coffee in the morning, energy. I'm drinking some tea. I'm trying to go off coffee because coffee's a little intense for me. Just a personal decision. You don't have to copy me. And I'm drinking tea to kind of like wean off all the stuff. I just recently quit smoking, so like I started this live stream, I'm coughing all this shit up and. As I'm doing what we call EPR, that's energetic process and release. It's a technique we use to call up these dark memories, toxic memories, and let them go. When I'm sitting down and I'm you know, kind of like this, my head up, eyes closed, I'm just kind of sitting there and I'm like, okay, Think back to the memory. All right. You know, I let my dad down, or I feel like I let my dad down by not going to the basketball court that day. Okay, let's bring some of that up. There's more that goes into it. There's training that goes into it. We have 10 levels of training. It's kind of necessary so you can have the building blocks. Just like if you were going, if I want to teach you math, I couldn't fucking teach you how to do physics right now. I couldn't. I fucking couldn't. Even if I knew how to do physics, I could teach you maybe super, super basic stuff, but you need to build an understanding to get a firm grasp on it. However, I'm a fan of eating the dessert first, so to speak. So I'll give you the whole thing. I'll give you a whole training program right now. In 1 minute, let's pretend I was gonna die in 1 minute and I had to tell you folks right now, you're the last people I'm ever gonna see, you have to carry the line. You have to continue the energy awareness training, otherwise it's gonna die off. It'll never be on this planet again. What I would tell you is, okay, there's two things. There's low vibrational energy and high vibrational energy. And all that means is low vibrational energy is everything negative, stress, anxiety, everything. It's the place it's coming from. Do I wanna drink tea right now? Okay, where's the place it's coming from? What's the energy behind it? Do I need it to wake up and boost my energy? No, I can do that within. But I like drinking the tea. I like having myself grounded and then drink the tea. It's awareness. It's being conscious instead of unconscious. Oh, I'm worried about this. I gotta get up for work. Oh, you're trapped in the mind. You're trapped in a thought loop. This never-ending cycle of stress and drama and fucking obsessiveness. Around the hamster wheel. I gotta go to work. I gotta pay bills. And then you're fucking dead. So I prefer to get out of the hamster wheel and just enjoy my life. Also go to work, also take action, make the live stream, drink the tea, also, but from a different place, from a place of awareness. I am choosing this, or I am not choosing this. I am not choosing to smoke cigarettes. Then you clear out the remaining, I totally went over a minute, I'm dead now. That's all you guys got, sorry. Use it as best you can. So then we wanna address latent and dormant low vibrational energy in our energetic bodies. Like trauma, like, you know, a stressful relationship. What's up, Trules? Thanks for coming on, my buddy. Thank you, man. Christy, what's going on? Angela, thank you guys for hopping on. So we want to address the stuff we're holding deep down inside of us and let it go and be okay with talking about it, be okay with letting it go, right? Be okay with it. And in a macro sense, this will make you okay with everything and eventually addressing the being okay with death, being okay with you're going to die as a human being. That's okay, because life is beautiful. We get to do a whole bunch of cool shit, and we can go peacefully into the great beyond, whatever's after this crazy place that we're currently in. I want you guys to be in a state of gratitude, not for the sake of, let's just be grateful, everybody. Let's just be grateful now. Gratitude. No, but because it's practical. When you're grateful, you feel good. When I feel good, I take more action. When you feel good, I'm sure you've had a scenario or experience, at least one in your past, you go for that thing. You go talk to that girl. You go talk to that guy. You go ask for that job. You go ask for whatever. You escalate your life a little bit. When you're feeling good, you do that more. You work on yourself more. You go to the gym, and it feels good to go to the gym. The way you're looking at it, your perspective on it, your frame on it is much better. What's up, David? Hope you're having a good day, man, and the rest of you as well. David is my cousin's husband. He's a pastor, leads a church of like 100 plus-ish people. He's a good dude, been through a lot. So we wanna get you okay with being grateful and appreciative and inspired, these higher levels of energy, because you're more productive, you take more action. It's easier to get what you want. If I tried to do this live stream, much like the previous live streams in the past, as I was still learning how to public speak and learning how to, you know, even right now, right? You wanna, in the lower levels, level one, level two of our program, we teach you the basics and we have you check in. We do like a body scan is what we call it, but it's just a check-in. You just wanna check in how you're feeling. Close your eyes, sit there, and you're like, all right, how do I feel right now? Am I tense? Am I worried about something? Am I upset about something? What's going on? Is it chaotic? Thoughts going a million miles an hour? Or am I calm? Am I at peace? Is it at ease? We wanna get some context for how we're feeling. As you go through levels and levels and levels up to, like, you know, the higher levels, 7, 8, 9, 10, you have a constant awareness. This is what we're building toward, a constant state of self-awareness, constantly aware of how you're feeling. And through the training, we teach you how to snap out of those states of like, oh, I don't want to do it, or oh, or this person said this, or I should just give up. I'm a victim. Oh, my God. This happened 5 years ago, and I'm still thinking about it. And we get you to snap out of that, because that's not who you actually are. That's just low vibrational energy. It's the neediness. It's the moroseness. It's the depression. It's the apathy. It's the lack of motivation, apathy, anger, pessimistic, negative, judgmental, irritated, angry, frustrated. All those states. What's up, Mom? My mom is on live stream, the one who birthed me. I wouldn't be here without my mom. Look, she's popped on here. Fucking crazy. Humans are crazy, man. We create other humans. We create life like Frankenstein. It's craziness. So the end goal is getting you to being self-aware constantly and constantly in control of how you're feeling. Why is that important? You probably have some guesses, but I'll give you a couple. If you can control your thoughts, feelings, and emotions and snap out of negative ones, snap out of anxiety, snap out of depression or anger or being attached, needing something, you can now have mental clarity and focus to focus on the goals you actually want. You learn at an accelerated rate because you're excited about it. You're inspired by it. If you see someone you're attracted to and you want to go talk to them, but the anxiety, well, we teach you how to release the trauma, which is causing that anxiety, the feelings of low self-worth and insecurity. So as you release that, your baseline for confidence and happiness goes way the fuck up. And in the moment, you can take a breath and other breathing techniques that we show you how to move the energy. Breath moves the energy. You move the anxiety out. You let it go. Now you can go talk to that girl or talk to that guy and have a fun conversation. But you're aware of like, oh, the anxiety is not me. The depression the attachment, the neediness isn't me. So when that comes up, take a breath. You don't have to do it like in the conversation. You don't have to go shh as the person's talking to you and they're like, what the fuck is going on with this person? You can do it subtly. Just take a breath, breathe it out, visualize it. Right? We teach a technique called five. Focus, intention, visualization, and then you experience. I'm gonna focus on this tea. Focusing on it. I'm going to intend to drink the tea and it to go in my belly and give me some caffeine. Then I'm going to visualize myself doing it. Okay, I'm drinking the tea. It's going down. Now I experience the tea deep in my belly. I'm experiencing it. That's it. So you want to focus on the negative feeling you're having. You want to intend to bring it up and get it the fuck out of you because it's bad. It's negative. It's causing you not good feelings. Then you visualize it coming up. Breathe it up, exhale it, get it the fuck out. And visualize it going, you know, if you ever watch Pokemon, whenever they defeated Team Rocket, and the Pokemon would do their little attack, and the Team Rocket would go off into space, and it would be like, bing, a little star, you'd see it, and then go off into space. Imagine your whatever you're breathing up, anxiety, stress, depression, if you're focusing on a traumatic memory, bringing a little bit of that up, it's usually super intense, so you probably can't do all of it at once, but you can do a little bit, and hey, if you're carrying around a fucking big backpack full of like 100 rocks and you take 5 rocks out, it's a noticeable difference. You're like, oh, that feels a little bit better. I can move a little bit faster now. Thank you. Fuck. So you want to visualize it coming up, breathing it out. That's the gist of it. The training, much like being a soldier in the army or in the navy or in their whatever fucking country branch you're in, you need to be trained. You need to have discipline because this shit knows how to get in your head. Low vibrational energy knows your weaknesses. It knows you want the girls. It knows you like being, you know, a victim. It knows you like being shamed or being shameful, even if it's unconscious, right? Obviously, we don't like that shit. We like to be confident people, just like, how's it going? Sweet, awesome. Just have tons of cash, moving toward, you know, we have a purpose, the North Star we're working toward, taking action day by day, getting shit done. That's the ideal. And maybe for some of you, maybe you just want to be comfortable. That's fine too, right? Whatever your version of happiness is, my version of happiness is, you know, giving $4 million away, ending global human suffering, emotional suffering, excuse me, let me be specific, global human emotional suffering. Maybe for you, it's having a ranch, you know, and having, you know, some cattle. Maybe it's just having a nice apartment and just enjoying your life. That is okay and that's awesome because most people are in suffering. Most people are angry and fucking with people and like tearing people down. So the fact you have a nice dream that you want to live, that is beautiful. So I want to help you get there. I want to help you get that nice dream because you deserve it and I love you. Namaste. So, back to the point of this topic of this video. I woke up this morning, I was coughing up all this fucking phlegm, disgusting, black, dark shit, because my body's clearing out all this toxic stuff from years of smoking cigarettes. And then I looked in the mirror and I'm like, I feel good. I can feel I'm healing. I can feel my body getting stronger and better and calmer, and it's great. It's kind of gross because I'm spitting all this stuff up, but whatever. I did some salt water. I gargled it, spat it out to kind of help that process along. But it feels good to heal. And from an emotional standpoint, when you let go of this toxic stuff that you identify with, you think it's you, right? You think this thing you did or didn't do or happened to you, you're holding that in and it's hurting you. It's poison, spiritually and emotionally. So we got to get that out. Otherwise, it's going to completely limit your life and hold you back. It's still in there. And I still have some of it. I'm still letting it go and healing day by day. But it's noticeable. It's important to get this technique down, this training down, so you can release it and live a life of happiness and success. It's the single most important thing. And that's why I'm teaching it. I went from job to job, Cutco, knife salesman, fucking car salesman, which is the worst job in the fucking world. Oh my God, car salesman. Horrible place, man. Just one machine to fuck people over. Oh my God. Like, never again. Jesus. I went around like many, many jobs. Construction, AC, you know, technician, you know, fucking not really carpenter, but like a painter, electrician a little bit. What else did I do? You know, a data entry guy. I tried everything, man. I'm just like, please, let me find my purpose. Please. I hate my life. I'm holding on to trauma and it sucks and I just want it out. And eventually I found Glenn and his trainings and teachings. And I was like, oh my God, I struck the mother lode. Thank you, universe. Thank you, Glenn. You're amazing. Thank you for teaching me how to remove this toxic shit in me and have an awesome life. And now I'm in a position where my finances keep expanding. My relationships keep expanding. Just not even that, but my happiness, my sense of well-being, sense of boundaries, sense of control keeps expanding. I don't want to go smoke cigarettes. I don't want to go chill, bro. I have things I have to do and want to do, love to do, get to do to help humanity, to help you amazing, beautiful souls watching this live stream with my goofy sunglasses, to help you and help myself, help the world. I have my North Star. I have my purpose. I don't want to chill. Not that chilling is bad, but using it as an example, right? The things that you don't want, what's addiction? I want to stop this thing, but I can't stop this thing. It comes from such a buildup of what we call low vibrational energy that you now have to self-medicate it. You have to self-medicate the pain. So you feel something besides the horrible darkness of your life. Those people who are usually addicts, if I sit them down, and I did this 2 or 3 weeks ago with an acquaintance of mine, downshifted from the friend category. He's in a lot of toxicity. He's in a very dark place. I sat him down and I was just talking to him, and there was some space, and I was like, let's just take a moment of silence, man. He could not hold the silence. He could not hold the space. And something we teach is high vibrational energy is calm. There's clarity. There's focus. You're at ease with yourself. You're at ease with the environment. I want to go get some footage pretty soon of me meditating in the club just to show you guys, like, unfucking phased. Doesn't matter what's going on. Body's a fucking temple, okay? I'm good. I have everything I need. I could take it or leave it. I'm here. I'm present. All goods, baby. All is good. We're fine. We're fine. Even right now, right? So when you get this point of constant awareness, constant self-awareness, I feel myself. When I said that, there's a little bit of trepidation there. A little bit. So I'm like, okay, I need to go release more stuff, right? Probably tying into insecurity. Maybe some more of that bullying stuff is still there. I keep talking about it, so probably. Right? When people tell you who they are, when people tell you, oh, I always do that, or listen to them. Because they do. They can't help. The trauma is coming out of them. So probably yes. I probably still am holding on to that bullying shit. I got to release more of that. Right? When people say, I always do that, or this keeps happening, listen to them. People tell you who they are. But most of the time, we don't listen. Right? The previous relationship I was in for like 3 months or so, she told me in the beginning, you know, I'm not really looking for a relationship because I've been in long-term relationships over and over and over again. And I want to be alone. I want to, like, experience being single. And my fucking thick-headed ass was like, nah, we'll just burst this open. Let's keep charging forward. Why not? And then 3 months later, she's like, you know, I didn't want to hurt you, but, like, I got to be single. She was telling me what she wanted. She was telling me who she was. I didn't listen. Probably came from a place of insecurity. But we're healing. We're working on it. You should be fine. I want to get all of you guys to a point where If I put you on stage in front of 50,000 people, not that we will, not that you should get to this point, but as a North Star emotionally, I want you to be comfortable in any situation, any environment, completely like fucking indestructible emotionally. Nothing can faze you. You have complete control of your body, complete control of your thoughts, feelings, and emotions. If I put you on stage in front of 50,000 people, you could be like, yeah, this is who I am. Bitches. Right? Like, I'm Dante, or I'm Raul, or I'm Christy, or Nalina, and I accept myself. But the thing I see in people is most people don't accept themselves and don't love themselves. I probably accept and love myself good 86%. Healing more, releasing more. That's probably fluctuating and growing, you know, day by day by day. But people don't love and accept themselves. They're constantly talking about drama, constantly focused on bullshit. What's up, Eddie? What's up, Melissa? So, I don't know, man. Like, that's what I want to talk to you about today. I was coughing this stuff up this morning, and my body's healing, clearing all this crap in my lungs from years of smoking. And I feel good. I love my life. And I wanted a topic that could be valuable that I could use to give you guys some value. So, there's some value. We gotta release this stuff inside of us. And, you know, something that you can take away from this live stream without having to buy our products is just be aware of how you're feeling, right? It's called energy awareness training for a reason. The awareness is huge. Be aware of how you're feeling. Oh, I gotta smoke a cigarette. Wait, who has to smoke a cigarette? You have to smoke a cigarette? Where's this thoughts coming from? Where's this feeling coming from? You wanna cut that feeling off before you get locked into it, into that vibration, into that frequency, into that feeling, that emotion. Before you're in, oh no, I need it now. And you're like, hey, do you have any, oh, okay, well, no worries. Hey, can I bum a cigarette? Okay. Oh. Thank God for this cigarette. And you're like, then later when you finish the cigarette, you're just like, or maybe right after you take a hit, maybe as you're taking a hit, you're like, I fucking can't believe I'm doing this. Fuck, God damn it, hate this. You feel like shit, you self-attack. You wanna cut that off. Right before you get into that emotion, into that sensation, into that feeling. Cut that shit off. Cut it off. Be aware. Bring awareness. Ask. Whose thoughts are these? Whose emotions are these? Because we have an ego. We have a mind that generates thoughts. Then we are the thing behind that. We are the spirit, the soul, energetic body. That's what we call it. It's more PC and mainstream because we have to, we want to touch all the humans on the planet to get everyone. That's the goal, to have not, you know, no emotional suffering. So we want to use terms that are kind of not super, polarizing. If I said, like, embrace your eighth dimensional self, like, that's going to turn a lot of people off. So if I say energetic body, it's a little bit easier to grasp and chew and digest. So be aware of that. Because your higher self, your spirit, doesn't need cigarettes. Doesn't need food, right? Our body does. We have a body. We aren't a body. Jesus Christ. Right? So my body needs to eat and needs to sleep. My higher self doesn't. It's in the fucking whatever. You know, if you believe in God, it's in heaven, right? It's in the fucking ether or the void, whatever terminology you want to use. God, humans are so funny. Right? That part doesn't need it. The body wants it, craves it. And energetically speaking, I'm not going to attempt to say that. Please tell me how to say your name. Like, send me a DM message and, like, a voice message and tell me how to pronounce your name because I don't want to butcher it. I just don't want to because I love you. I have respect for you. I don't want to even attempt that. So you have your higher self. Your body needs the food, needs to sleep. We have to have maintenance, have upkeep. This thing needs to keep moving. Otherwise, we die. Try not eating. Try not drinking water for, like, about 2 to 3 days. You're going to experience some shit. Right, my dad, he fasted for 21 days straight. He found out he had diabetes. What's up, Alexis? He was in danger of losing his foot, so he took drastic, massive action. It's funny that we have to wait for these experiences that cause, you know, that are life-threatening or appendage. We have risk of losing something. Then we change. It's funny how humans work like that. So he was in risk of losing his foot because he had diabetes. So we went on a 21-day water-only fast. If you go past, like, 20, I can't remember what the exact thing is, but you will start to feel hungry, like miss lunch for most people. They lose their fucking minds. The primal bodies, what we teach, there's a primal human, there's average mediocre human, and then there's energetically aware human, spiritually connected human, high vibration human. So you downshift into the primal human. You're like, I need to fucking eat right now. Don't fucking talk to me. Give me Chipotle immediately. And then you have Chipotle and you're like, oh, I'm calm now. What was that person? What happened? I'm back. Holy shit. That happens on a lesser or higher scale. You know, if you're a heroin addict, you're a meth junkie, you need your meth. The primal body takes over. We have to cut it off before we go into that. We have to be aware of where's the place it's coming from when I want to do this thing. I want to go to, right? I used to go to this venue and still do from time to time, but it's when I choose it and it's very deliberate. I used to go to this venue called Joe's Grotto. Awesome venue. It had a small stage and a giant stage like the Marquee Theater. And there's tons of bands there on the weekend. You know, they have an open mic on Monday. Great place. Cheap drinks. And I would be sitting here on Monday. And it actually happened last night. I got this little flash of it. But I'm like, okay, let's be aware of why do I want to go to Joe's Grotto tonight? What's the place this coming from? What's the energy behind this? And I'm like sitting down with myself. You know, I took a break. I was working, writing this article. Awesome article. You guys should go check it out. It's on my Facebook wall. But I was writing this article and I stopped. I was like, all right, where is the place it's coming from? I was kind of feeling it, feeling the quality of it. And I was like, why do I want to go to Joe's Grotto? Like, why is there this need? Like, oh, I gotta go. Like, no, I have everything I need. I don't need to go. Maybe I want to go. Maybe I want to choose to go from a place of abundance, take it or leave it. But I shouldn't need to have to go. But you gotta go practice your guitar. You gotta go play on stage to get your chops up. Okay, do I need to do that though? It's an option, right? It's an option. But I don't need to go do that. What usually happened in the past when I would go to Joe's Grotto? I would play on stage. I would get my chops up. But what would I also do? You know, get a beer. Someone would buy me a drink. I'd be like, all right, well, they bought it. Take a shot. You fucking lost. That's it. You're out of control. Your body's in control. What we call the primal body is now in control. It's deciding it. Most people smoke cigarettes there. Being a previous smoker. I'd be around that. Inevitably, I'd be like, ah, oh, fuck it, whatever. You know, it's only once a week. Like, what? Done. You already lost. When you're justifying why you're doing something you know you shouldn't be doing, you fucking lost. You're not in control anymore. You got to cut it off before that. You have to bring awareness to it before that. You have to always be questioning moment to moment. And it's not exhausting. Because if you think about it, by me not doing that, I don't repeat the big-ass cycle, vicious cycle of self-attack for smoking cigarettes. I don't have my body go through all the fucked up things that happens when you smoke cigarettes. And then I stop for a week. You know, if I was in that cycle again, I stop smoking and then I feel like crap. Maybe I get sick from a result of that. Maybe my body was in perfect balance and harmony. And then I smoke the cigarettes, throws it out of whack. I get a sore throat. I start coughing. I get sick. I feel down. I get headaches. My whole bunch of shit. Instead of all that, whew, because the chief, what we teach in energyawarenesstraining.com, the chief aim of low vibrational energy is to make you fucking suffer and kill you. That's main goal, main purpose. On the flip side, high vibrational energy wants to lift you up and actualize all of your awesome potential as a human being. It's your higher self, right? So it wants me to suffer and get caught up in emotion, get caught up in depression. Oh, I'm such a piece of shit because I smoke cigarettes. Oh, self-attack. And then you're fucking in this, you're drowning in this ocean of fucking pain emotionally and physically because your body's kind of getting sick and stuff. And maybe getting cancer, who knows? So no, I breathe that shit in, get the fuck out, and go about my day working, listening to music, drinking some delicious black tea. Even right now, all right, little thought came up. I'm a little stifled. I'm a little locked up. I'm a little speaking too quickly. Whose thoughts are those? If your higher self came down, or what you believe in, if God came down, or the fucking Anunnaki, whatever you believe in, if they came down right now, and they were talking to you, right? Infinite love, infinite consciousness came down, and it was sitting next to me, it wouldn't be judging me for how I'm speaking in the live stream. That's the ego. That's like, do I look cool? Am I saying the right thing? Am I saying the perfect thing? How do I look? That's bullshit. When you come, and this is just a guess, right? I've had some near-death experiences. I've had my face ripped off by a pit bull when I was 10. Right? When you go through these intense experiences, almost dying, I almost had a bull, like, impale me with its fucking horn. Goddamn, really glad that didn't happen. Would have fucked me up for life. Right? When we go through these experiences, you notice that nothing matters. The shit I gotta go to work. It leaves because you're about to die. You get super present to the moment because you're about to die. You're about to just be this, space, nothing. Your life is about to end. And from that place, there's stillness, there's surrender, there's acceptance, there's not judging, there's not analyzing, there's quiet. Peace. Because your ego is the one, no, I can't die, no, ah, fighting it, resisting death. Because your ego wants to survive. But your higher self, you're an infinite spiritual being. I want you to know that. You're an infinite spiritual being. Thank you for coming on, Wendy. Also, you are an infinite spiritual being. That you're not going to die. You exist. You've always existed. You will always continue to exist. Law of thermodynamics, if you want to get fucking scientific on me. Energy cannot be destroyed or created, only transformed. You will be transformed. The part of you that's scared of dying is the ego. The part of you that's infinite ain't fucking... It's like, yeah, this is just one big roller coaster ride, baby. When it ends, it doesn't actually end. This part ends, but there's another part. If you believe in reincarnation, you're going to come back. Do this awesome shit all over again. Whatever you believe in. There's plenty of different things that make life exciting and juicy and tasty, and I don't know what you believe. But the point being, if we don't learn, if we're not trained on how to get this toxic shit out of our system, traumatic experiences, you're molested, you were raped, you were beaten, bullied, abused, if we don't get that out, it's going to continue to make you limited. It's going to wreak havoc on you emotionally. You're going to be depressed. You're going to be victim, and you're going to succumb to these states, these negative states of depression, victim mentality, anxiety, stress. Am I saying... You buy level one today, snap your fingers, it's over? No. But you will learn through going through the course how to let the traumatic experiences go and how to, in the moment, get out of that state, stop identifying with that state, and begin the process of emotional freedom. And this is also the pathway to enlightenment. But besides enlightenment, just being happy, consistently happy, and being able to release and remove stress, dissolve stress, pain, depression, every negative state in the book, and connect with the higher states of inspiration, creativity, self-acceptance, self-love, courage. My light just died. It was dimming. Right? So if you want to know more about this, you can head to energyawarenesstraining.com. You could go to YouTube if you want some free stuff. If you're broke, I know. We've all been there. You could go to YouTube, type in Energy Awareness Training. Tons of free content, tons of free releases to let go of this traumatic stuff so you can get a taste of it. So you can go, oh my God, fuck, this shit works. Woo, I found the mother load, just like I experienced when I found Glenn and I did his teachings and found that it worked. I was like, wow, I tried Headspace, I tried Calm, all these different platforms and things, and it was, you know, kind of cool, but it didn't really work consistently. I didn't change, there wasn't identity level change. When I found Glenn, the shit worked. So I'm like, wow, I should probably teach this and sell this and spread more. Spread the word. So, energyawarenesstraining.com. Besides that, have an amazing Tuesday. Thank you for watching this live stream. Dante loves you. I love you so much. You're so awesome. Love you. Have an amazing Tuesday. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Namaste. And I'll see you in the next one. Goodbye for now.
I sincerely hope you got a ton of value from this episode. If you didn't, then you just send me some coal for Christmas. But I hope you did. I hope you did. That was my intent. Hope you get a ton of value. Hope you had some realizations, epiphanies, and you just got value. Okay. Like your life is at least 1% better for having listened to this episode and it wasn't a waste of time. I sincerely wish the most amount of happiness and success for you. Glenn and I at energyawarenesstraining.com, big plug there, energyawarenesstraining.com. We want to end global emotional human suffering. We have a product that allows you, teaches you how to heal your past pain and trauma. Put yourself in a state of happiness every single day and massive action, right? Not happiness sitting in a cave, unless you want that, unless that actually makes you happy, but massive action combined with happiness, using happiness as a foundation, a platform to then take a disgustingly awesome level of action to get the things you want in your life, to live your dreams. But coming from a place of inspiration, not desperation, having to fight through it to make it happen. So with that being said, if you're ready to change your life, go to energyawarenesstraining.com. But besides that, enjoy the free content, free videos, free posts. I love you guys. Thank you for rocking with me on this episode. You mean the world to me. I want you to just be successful and happy and just get everything you want. So keep listening. Keep engaging. I'm here for you.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.